A critical meeting between Northern Ireland's political factions was called short today after an armed loyalist paramilitary stormed government buildings with a bomb. British and Irish politicians were in Belfast's Stormont Castle to hear the loyalist DUP and Republican Sinn Féin parties nominate their candidates for the First and Deputy First Minister jobs in the power-sharing government. Father Timothy Bartlett of the Church's Justice and Peace Commission in Northern Ireland tells us more.
It's been a very dramatic day. The actual meeting this morning was disrupted in a very dramatic way by a former loyalist or Protestant paramilitary. He made his way in to the Stormont building with a gun and a bomb. So that drew everything to an abrupt end. So we don't know what the final position on the situation is in terms of the agreement. In fact, it seems that Dr. Paisley has said that if certain conditions are met, following elections that are due to be held on the 7th of March in Northern Ireland, then they will move into the power-sharing executive. On the other hand, Sinn Féin did nominate Martin McGuinness. Martin McGuinness has publicly acknowledged that he was a member of the IRA in his past, and this throws up the difficulty for a lot of people in the Loyalist and Protestant community of sharing power with someone who was a former paramilitary. However, the vast majority of people are very frustrated, want to move on, want a local government with local ministers accountable to and elected by them.